Girl.
Hi Renee, how are you? It's Fiki with Family First.
I'm fine, yourself?
I'm good, thanks. Just checking in to see that your appointment went okay yesterday.
Went good.
Okay, great. Did you hear back from the doctor?
I called them and they said that he won't be back until Monday.
Oh. Okay, do you want to wait for that or do you want to just get it over with the phone call?
With him?
We're able to do the form over a phone call. You remember I was telling you that our doctor
Mm.
could call you and just take care of it and send it to me?
Right, but would I still have my same doctor though?
Of course, yeah. This is just for the
Okay.
form.
Yeah, but I gotta take them papers down to the my bills down to the welfare office too, right?
Right, but don't take it down to the office yet because I want to make sure we have copies of everything because anything that's submitted in person has a danger of getting lost, and you would have to get the documents all over again because the welfare office loses things very often. So I don't want you to have to redo it.
So what do you want me to do with that then?
So I'm hoping maybe you could email them to me and I could submit them for you, or you could just make copies and keep them at home in case. Whatever the easiest way is for you. Maybe we could upload them on your Compass account.
Yeah, I would have to have somebody do it for me, but I don't know how to do it. But yeah, I'm gonna have somebody. You want to have somebody take a picture and send it to you?
You could take a picture or yeah, what bank do you use? What bank do you use?
I was using PNC.
PNC?
I think it was PNC.
Okay. PNC has they have like an online where you could sign into
No,
your
no, no,
account.
no, I'm lying. I'm lying. I was using Wells Fargo.
Wells Fargo. Okay, they also have it. So you're able to sign in online. I don't know if you would be okay with it if you want me to sign in for you and get your statements and submit them. I could do that, or you could get them in person and send pictures or just make double copies of it. What's easiest for you?
You can sign in for me. It don't matter.
Okay.
That's easy
Let
to do.
me just do it right now. Give me a second. Wells Fargo, we said, right?
Yeah, I don't have no. I think my account is closed with them. I think, if I'm not
Do you have any
mistaken.
open bank account right now?
No.
No. How recently did you close your account?
Last couple of months ago, I think it was.
Okay. So, what they'll do is they're still going to ask for those statements since if it was anything like over 5 years, we wouldn't have to, but we'll still have to get the statements, which is fine. Let me see if I could sign in and try to get the statements. Just a sec.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, what's your social?
1-8-0-5-6
Okay.
7-9-1-7.
All right, and we have your date of birth is 7/30/62. Oh, your birthday's coming up.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's look up your info. They said you already have an online account. Give me the social one more time.
1-8-0-5-6-7-9-1-7.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, it says I can't sign in online because it's closed. But what you can do is you could call the bank. And I'll give you an email address. I'll give you my email address and just tell them to send all the statements
I have
or
a
to your
statement.
email address.
I have a statement from them. My
What,
last
a
statement
closure
that I had.
statement? A closure letter or a bank statement, the last one?
A bank statement.
Okay, so we're gonna need more than one bank statement. They're gonna ask for they usually ask for the statements of the last 5 years. But if you close it a couple months ago, they'll ask for the statements up until the closure date. So, we're going to need to give more than the most recent statement. So, if you could call the bank and just tell them to send it, they could send it directly to me. You don't even have to, go through with it and forward them
Can
to me.
Can we call it now while you're on the phone?
Sure, no problem. It's Wells Fargo. Let me get their number.
You could just do a three-way and I can talk to them.
Yeah, let's do that. I'm getting them on the line now. Just a moment, okay?
Okay.
Welcome to Wells Fargo. Marque 9 para servicio en español. This call may be recorded, monitored, or analyzed by Wells Fargo and its service providers.
Esta llamada podría ser grabada, monitoreada.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, Renee, you're still there. I don't know what happened. Oh, my goodness. Did you hear anybody from Wells Fargo?
No, I just heard music playing and then it just...
It hung up? Let me try one more time and hopefully it goes well this time. Just a second, okay?
Uh-huh.
Marque 9 para servicio en español. This call may be recorded, monitored, or analyzed by Wells Fargo and its service providers.
Esta llamada podría ser grabada, monitoreada, o analizada por Wells Fargo y sus proveedores de servicios.
Okay.
For account access or questions, say your account or card number, or enter it, followed by pound. For anything else, say other options.
Other options.
All right, other options. You can say, open a new account, find a branch or ATM, verify an account, or damaged card. I'll connect you to a banker, but first, please use a short phrase to describe what you're calling about. You can say things like, order new checks, or change my PIN. These are just examples. So tell me what you're calling about.
Bank statements.
Okay, statements. Now, before I connect you, please allow me to identify you. First, enter or say your account number. Sorry, please enter or say the account number one digit at a time.
I need to speak to a representative. We don't have the account number. Unless you do have it, Renee.
Wait a minute.
If you would like to receive written communications from Wells Fargo in an alternative format, in compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act, please let a representative know or contact us at 1-800-642-4720. Please hold while I connect you with a banker who can help you.
Morning. Thank you for calling Wells Fargo. My name's Benet. This call may be recorded, monitored, or analyzed by Wells Fargo and its service providers. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Go ahead, Renee
Wallet.
Thank you. And to help get started, may I please get your account number or your debit card number, please, ma'am?
4737. 0280-555-4-4525.
Thank you. Give me just a moment. I am getting you pulled up. How's your day going so far?
It's good. And yours?
It's going. It's going. It's getting there. Thank you so much for asking. And Ms. Wallace, I do need to get two other pieces of information. First one being, could you provide me the last four of your social?
7917.
Okay, and could you provide me the username that you use to log into the Wells Fargo online?
Renee Wallace? I never went online that I know of.
Can you provide me your checking account number?
I don't have the checking account number with me.
Hang on. Just trying to get one other piece. Okay, so what I'm going to try to do, Ms. Wallace, I am going to ask you a series of questions on the account pertaining to places, people on here, and I will read you the questions, and I'll read you the answer, and then you tell me if it's one of those answers. If not, just say none of the above does not apply, all right?
Okay.
All right, give me 1 second. There we go. All right, so now we're going to start. The person is, which of the following is a current or previous employer? Is it Care in Help, Big Red's Village, Century Arms, Jolly Jumbuck Leathers, or none of the above does not apply?
Care in Help.
All right. And then which of the following matches the last 4 digits of your phone number? Is it 5318, 3368, 5071, or 9358, or none of the above does not apply?
You know what? I have 2 numbers on this phone, and I only know 1 of the numbers. So if you have another number on there that goes with that, I don't really know the other number, but I know I use the 267-251-1945 number.
Okay, so as far as these, if you don't recognize them or know, just say none of the above does not apply.
None of the above then, because I don't know them. I don't know it.
Which state issued your Social Security number? Is it Maine, Florida, Pennsylvania, Idaho? None of the above does not apply.
Pennsylvania.
And then which of the following people have lived with you in the last 10 years? Is it Hazel Buckstar, Malin Boxberger, Seema Cooney, Cecilia Elbert Hart, or none of the above does not apply?
None of the above does not apply.
1 second. All right. Thank you. All right. And again, I appreciate your patience, and I'm in your account. And right. And how may I try to help, Ms. Wallace?
Okay, I need bank statements for
Can I help?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm with
okay.
Ms. Wallace.
Wait, ma'am.
Okay.
Ma'am. Hang on 1 second.
Yeah.
Okay, Ms. Wallace, you didn't tell me you had someone else on the line. So I need to cover something with both of you on here. So, again, I do need to advise you both that this call may be recorded, monitored, or analyzed by Wells Fargo and its service providers. Next, Ms. Wallace, I need to find out from you, do you provide your permission to discuss financial and confidential information with a third party on the line?
Yes.
And would you please provide the third party's name and relationship to you?
It's from Family First Care. I'm signing up for home health care.
Okay. And would you, I'm sorry? Would you provide me her name, please?
I can give you my name.
Tell her your name, please.
It's Faigy, F as in Frank, A-I-G-Y.
And you have to say what she just said, Ms. Wallace, because I have to hear from you.
Say what?
You need to say what she just said her name is.
What did you say your name was? Frankie?
Faigy.
Peggy?
Faigy. F-A-I-G-Y.
S-A-I-G-Y. Faigy, yes.
All right, thank you. All right. And how may I help today?
Okay, Ms. Wallace is applying for home care services in her home. And in order to get approved, she needs a 5-year look back of all bank accounts that she had. She said she closed her Wells Fargo account recently. So she's going to need the statements up until the closure date and a closure letter, please.
Okay, so if she's needing a closure letter, that she would have to actually contact the branch about that. Because here at the call center, we don't do the closure letters.
What about
now,
the statements?
I can try to get... That's what I was getting ready to mention, ma'am.
Sorry.
That I can help to... That's okay. That I can help to mail her out the statements that she needs. We can do that.
Okay.
For her.
Is there any way they can be emailed so she doesn't have to wait for the mail? It's a time-sensitive application.
I mean, yeah, if she have email, yes, we can do that.
Okay, perfect. So do you, can we give my email address? Is that okay, Renee?
Yes. No, ma'am. It has to be emailed that's on her account. I wouldn't be able to do that.
Okay.
Even if I authorize that you can send it to her?
Yes, ma'am, we can't do that.
Can you email and mail it out in case we aren't able to access her email? I'll try to help her, but, you know, I can't. We can't be sure.
I can mail it out to her. That's what I'm saying, you know, and then we can go from there. But, yes, unfortunately, we can't use your email.
Okay, well, can you send it to Renee Wallace? No. Can you send it to Wallace Renee, 05@gmail.com?
Yes, ma'am. That's what we have for you. So, yeah, I can send it that way for you.
Okay, send it to me
then.
Give
me just a moment.
I'll send it to you.
And you're needing these from when she opened until now?
No, from 2020 till closure.
Okay, 2020. Okay, give me just a moment and see if I can get those. All right. Okay, I don't have any statements for 2020 or 2021. Okay, the ones I can send that we are showing is for 2024 to 2025.
Okay, do you know what date the account was open?
No, not like that. We can't give that over the phone.
So how can we get that? Because if we don't have statements going back.
You would have to go through the branch. We don't have anything on here for that going back for her. It starts in 2024.
Okay. All right, I guess Sunday we'll have to make another call.
And then give me one second.
So can we call the branch?
I mean, you could try to call the branch to see and see what they can do on here. But I'm just saying I don't have anything reflecting for 2022 to 2023. It doesn't start until 2024.
Okay.
That's all we have for. All right, so give me just a second. All All right. So you said that's WallaceRenee05@gmail.com, correct?
All right.
And Ms. Wallace, I do have to get one other piece of information. Do you mind verifying your mobile phone number for me, please?
I have 267-251-1945.
And are you able to receive text messages on this phone?
Yes, I am.
All right. If you would do me a favor, look on your phone. I just sent you a 6-digit passcode. Could you please provide me those 6 numbers?
Wait a minute. Phone is crazy. Okay. No, I didn't get it. Wait a minute.
Go into your text messages. It should show under
okay.
there.
I'm here.
Okay.
This phone is super here. Hold on. Okay. It's 93733. No, the code is.
You need to open that up. Okay.
Open
I'm
it
ready.
Up. The code is 509-203.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Oh, got it. Thank you. All right. Now we're getting in there. All right. Okay. And so, Ms. Wallace, I'd just like to let you know that I have submitted your photocopy request. You will receive these items within 4 hours. If for any reason we are unable to email your request, the items will be mailed to the address on your account. But otherwise, I did get those emailed over to you, so you all just be on the lookout for them, okay?
Okay.
All right. And again, I'm terribly sorry to both of you, you know, for the inconvenience, but that's all I'm showing
Thanks
that we have, okay? Yes, ma'am. You all are very welcome. And thank you for your patience. And thank you for calling Wells Fargo. And you ladies still have a great day, okay?
You too.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Nice. I just took her off. So let's wait for those. And then I'll show you, or you can ask someone if how to forward an email. And you could just forward it to me.
Okay. As soon as they come, I'll call you.
Okay. Perfect. Thanks.
All right. You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.